The end of democracy and the defeat of the American Revolution will occur when the government falls into the hands of the lending institutions and moneyed in corporations. President Thomas Jefferson. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. March 10th, 1919, the Supreme Court upholds the conviction of legendary labor leader Eugene V. Debs. On this date, Debs was jailed for speaking out against World War I in public. Campaigning for president as a socialist from his Atlanta jail cell, he won 6% of the popular vote. 1941, New York City bus drivers, members of the Transport Workers Union, go on strike. After 12 days of no buses and a large show of force by Irish-American strikers at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Progressive Republican Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia orders arbitration. March 11, 1937, the Macbeth mine explodes again, this time killing 18 workers at the Hutchinson Coal Company mine in Logan County, West Virginia. 1950, Transport Workers Union at American Airlines wins an 11-day national strike, gaining what the members say was the first severance pay clause in the industry. March 12, 1912, the IWW win the textile strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The strike was known as the Bread and Roses Strike because the women were demanding not only a living wage so they could feed their families, bread, but a better quality of life, too, roses. This IWW-led strike was the first known strike to implement the moving picket line so as to avoid arrests for loitering. The strike was also unique in that workers spoke 22 different languages, prompting the IWW to give each language group a delegate on the strike committee and complete autonomy. 2004, steelworkers approve a settlement with Oregon Steel Mills, ending the longest labor dispute in the USWA's history and resulting in more than $100 million in back pay for union workers. March 13, 1946, a four-month UAW strike at General Motors ends with a new contract. The strikers were trying to make up for the lack of wage hikes during World War II. The industry had kept wages low by exploiting the workers' patriotism, even while profits were historically high. Soldiers and sailors returning from the war joined unions in record numbers and rightfully demanded a bigger slice of the American pie. 1963, Labor Local 260 Houston negotiated its first contract with Pioneer Bus, ending dual pay scales for black and white drivers. 1967, the United Farm Workers won a contract with the Christian Brothers Winery. March 14, 1879, Albert Einstein, war refugee, Nobel Prize-winning physicist, charter member American Federation of Teachers Union, AFT, Local 552, is born on this date. 1912, 10,000 IWW members gather and vote, officially ending the successful Bread and Roses Lawrence textile strike. The strike was precipitated by wage cuts and horrendous working conditions. Martial law had been declared by a city owned by big business to protect profits. Striking workers were arrested, some sent to jail for years. John Ramey was bayoneted to death. Pregnant women were beaten so badly by police they gave birth to dead babies. The strike dragged on for 10 weeks. When the raises were won, the strikers insisted that the largest increases go to the lowest paid. 1970, first American postal strike starts as an illegal strike. The strike grew and spread across the country over the next 8 days to become the largest wildcat strike in U.S. history. The strike ended in victory for the workers and union. March 15, 1917, Supreme Court approves 8-hour act under threat of a national railway strike by the Union. The capitalists would successfully continue their fight to make people work longer hours while ignoring the act for the next 30 years. During that time, the majority of workers were still forced to work 12 to 16 hours a day until the unions ultimately put a stop to it. 1948, bituminous coal miners began nationwide strike, demanding adoption of a pension plan for the union workers. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.